mighty God, Father, who have done great and mighty things. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our heart all of the fullness of the great and mighty thing that you have done. But in these last days, Father, you are enlightening the eyes of our understanding. You are inclining our ears to hear, my Father God. And you are bringing us to the revelation knowledge, Father, of all those great and mighty things that you've done, that you're doing, and that you will forever be doing, my Father God. And for that, Lord, we not only give you the highest praise, but we say thank you, Lord. As we enter your gates, Father, with thanksgiving, we come into your courts with praise, Father, and we come all the way to the holy place, my Father God, where we have our service and our adoration, Father, our commune with you, Father God, corporately. But more important, Father, we come not only through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, all the way, Father, into your literal presence, my Father God, boldly to your throne of grace, where we might obtain grace and find mercy, obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time we need it. And once again, Father, for that we say thank you. We thank you for the precious gift of your Son that has saved us from all our sins, healed us of all our diseases, and restored your kingdom back to us. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, who is our guide, our counselor, our comforter, who is leading us into the reality of who Jesus is, who you are, and everything that you have restored back to us through what you did through your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this broadcast today, and we say unto you, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, for it is you that is at work in the earth today, that Jesus Christ promised to send us back a comforter. He said he would not leave us alone, but he would send us another. That another is you, Holy Spirit, and your ministry in the earth is to lead us into the reality of everything that Jesus Christ done for us, everything that he's restored back to us, and where he is right now, ever living, seated at the right hand of the Most High God, ever living to make intercessions for us. And we thank you that it is you, Holy Spirit, that is leading us into the reality of that. So once again, we humble ourselves under your ministry and your work in the earth today, and we say, have your way. Father, your kingdom come in our lives, and your will be done in our lives, here on earth, just as it is in heaven. So give us in this hour and this day our daily bread, that which we have need of to help you appropriate that and establish that in all of our lives. Forgive us of all our faults and mistakes as we sojourn through this land, headed to that eternal destination that you have for us. Heaven on earth, living in that place, in that environment, in that atmosphere, forever and ever and ever. And as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we thank you, Lord, that we don't fear no evil because you are with us. Hallelujah. For you are leading us not into the temptation and distraction that's in this world, but delivering us from all sin and shame. Forgive us of our faults and mistakes, even as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not, once again, into all the distractions that's in this world that would oppose itself against your perfect will for our life. Lead us not into those temptations, but deliver us from all sin and evil. For the kingdom belongs to you, the earth, the world, the fullness thereof, and all those who dwell in it. You are Lord, Father. You are the owner. We belong to you, Father God. Your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven. And we'll be careful, my Father, to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the honor, and all of the praise. But once again, thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, both now and forever. And it's in the power of attorney that you've given us to come, Lord, and do it with Jesus himself. You've given us that power of attorney, my Father God. So it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And by faith, we call everything that you have done in our life, for our life, in our life, through our life, by faith, we call it done. And so shall it be. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, super men and super women of the Most High God. Hey, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hey, little God that offspring from the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hey, ambassadors of Christ and of the kingdom of heaven. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to address you in those ways, decreeing and declaring who you really are and who you really are for all eternity. A lot of the other titles that we fall up under and we use, you know, those are temporary. One day there ain't going to be no more apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. One day there ain't going to be no more prime ministers and presidents and popes and mayors and governors. You know, one day there ain't going to be no more rich and poor, black and white. One day all those titles that we fall up under, one day there ain't going to be no more Hindus and Islams and Buddhists and Christianity. One day there ain't going to be no more none of those religious titles that we might fall up under. But we're going to always be citizens of the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are eternal titles, mighty men of God. In fact, you know, let me read something to you. You know, when I say, you know, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, I'm not just saying that. I'm saying that because that was written of you. And it's written of you in your Bible in Psalms chapter 82. Listen to this. God presides in the great assembly. Hallelujah. What do you say? Who? Let me read that to you in the King James Version, not the Bible. Psalm 82. He who stands in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges amongst the gods. Let me just turn there because I want to read that correctly from the Word of God. What God say about you. This psalm is about you. It's a God who standeth in the congregation of the mighty. That's why I call you mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. But that's what he say. He judges amongst the gods. That's verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to skip down to verse 6. This is Psalm 82. I said, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. That's what he said. He who's standing in the congregation of the mighty, that's you. He gives righteous judgments to the gods. I say, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. That's sons and daughters of the Most High God. Who said this? He said this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 say, you know, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have been made unto our God the righteousness of God. We are ambassadors of Christ and of the kingdom of our dear God. He said that, but that we are ambassadors. What he said in Psalm 82, you mighty men and women. You are little G God. Now be careful now. I ain't say you God. And I ain't say you gods in and of yourself. You can't be no God. There ain't but one God. But you're little offsprings of God with the same character and the same nature and the same likenesses and the same functional principles of the Most High God. You were created to be just like him, to express his character and nature and his essence on this earth. That's why he called you little God, little representatives of God, little offsprings of God, sons and daughters, children of the Most High God. Glory be to God. Again, that's what he say about you. And again, I don't make this clear. I ain't say you are God. I say you are little offsprings of God. Little G God. In and of yourself, you can never accomplish that. You can never be a God. He say you're a little God because that's what he made you to display his character and his nature in this earth. That's what he says. Hallelujah. Then he said this here. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that's in your Bible, in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. If the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, then he that raised Jesus Christ from the dead shall also make alive your mortal bodies too, and made you and raised you up from the dead and made you to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. That's a Superman. Power over all the powers of your enemy. But no weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper. You got more power than all the powers of the devil, all his demon co-hosts, and all your enemies. Power from on high. Power of the Holy Ghost. Dunamis power. That's where we get our word dynamite from. Boy, you got the power to blow up sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, AIDS, whatever it is that might attack us in any area of our life, spirit, soul, and body. You got the power of the Most High God, the Holy Ghost, residing on the inside of you in the person of the Holy Spirit. That makes you a Superman. A super being with supernatural power. Good God Almighty. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's supernatural power. That makes you a supernatural man, a supernatural woman, a superman and a superwoman. And let me tell you something. You might not have no faith and confidence in that. And I'll tell you why. If you don't, that's because you ain't been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. That's why we don't have no faith and confidence in that. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing words like that that proceeded from the mouth of the Most High God. You got to hear that. You might hear it every now and then or every once in a while. Perhaps most people, men in ministry, have never man proclaimed that to you over and over and over and over again. So it has not gotten past your intellect down into your subconscious, down into your heart, till where man you hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it till you have confidence and faith in that. And if you don't have no confidence and faith in that, then you won't walk in the reality of that. Why? Because you won't have no faith and confidence. That's who you really are. And as a result of it, Psalms 82 say, you live and die like mere men and mere women, when all the time you are little gods, children of the Most High God. Yet we living and dying like mere men and mere women. How come, Brother Arthur? Because of a lack of knowledge of that. Listen, your greatest enemy is not the devil. He's already defeated. Your greatest enemy is not sin, because, man, Jesus Christ already paid the penalty for your sin and covered all your sins with his blood and with his God's love. So that's really not your enemy. That's already been taken care of. Your greatest enemy is a lack of knowledge of who you are. Your greatest enemy is a lack of knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. I'm going to say that again. Our greatest, and that's one thing that the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of. You don't mind you coming to the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus and the gospel of prosperity and all these other gospels that we preach, and all that's fine and dandy. As long as you don't ever come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when anyone hears the gospel of the kingdom and understanding it not, the devil himself come. He don't send none of his demon calls. He coming himself to rob that knowledge out of our hearts and out of our lives. Why? Because he know once you come to the knowledge of that man, then his power over your life begin to cease, man. And he has less and less and less power over you. Why? Because when you come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom, then you will discover that you are that mighty man and that mighty woman of the Most High God. You will discover that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You'll just rediscover that you're the head, not the tail. You'll rediscover that everything that you lost in Adam, your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power, your righteousness, your peace, your joy in the Holy Ghost, you will rediscover that has been restored back to you. Your true identity, your true origin, your true purpose, your true potential, and your true destination. All that will be restored back to you. And boy, as you come to the knowledge of that through the gospel of the kingdom, man, you'll become the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, and everything that we put our hand to will prosper, glory to God. Why? Because great is he that's in us, who that Holy Ghost, Jesus, the Word of God, and the Father himself, dwelling on the inside of us, and they are. And boy, if you knew that you knew that you knew that you knew beyond any shadow of a doubt that the Most High God lives in you, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and then you got the Word of God, Jesus Christ, abiding in you, then, man, let me tell you something. You will rise above all the beggarly elements of this world, and, man, you will begin to reign in life the way God created us to do from the very beginning. Hallelujah. When, Arthur, when you come to bore the knowledge, man, of the gospel of the kingdom, I say it again, our greatest enemy, man, is ignorance. It's what we don't know that the devil uses against us to keep us in bondage. One of the prophets, man, prophesied and wrote about it, man, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. God said this. He said, my people, he's talking about you and me, are being destroyed, man, not because of the devil, not because of the sin that's in our life, but because of a lack of knowledge of our victory that we have over the devil, that our victory that we have over all the sin in our life, that the victory that we have over our enemies. So we still living like victims, when all the time we are the victors. And when you know, come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom and the functioning principles of this kingdom and of the Most High God and the kingdom of heaven, glory to God, then we'll begin to start reigning in life. You know why circumstance, situation, and symptoms of this world system that we live in still dictating to us? Because we don't know who we really are. We don't know what we really have. We don't know where we really come from. We don't know why we really here. We don't know the potential that we have on the inside of us, and we don't know, man, where our final destination is. All the concepts that we have of that, most of us as believers, you know, not everybody, because I'm coming to the knowledge of it, hallelujah. It's because, man, those things that the devil don't ever want you to know. And that's the only revealed to us, man, through revelation of the gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? That's what Jesus Christ preached. That's all he preached. Some people say, man, listen, I hear some people say, even when I minister, man, all you talk about is the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something, that's all I'm going to talk about. The kingdom of God. That's all I'm going to minister, the kingdom of God. Because I discovered something, what? That's all Jesus Christ ministered was the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That's all he said. Everything that he said in the four gospels and in his ministry on the earth, everything, not some, not most, everything that he confronted, that he talked about, that he mentioned, the work that he did, it all had men come and speak. Somebody say, what'd you say, brother? I say, everything that he said, man, was pertaining to the good news that the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven has returned, man, to this earth and has returned to you. Why? Because that's your inheritance. And it was your inheritance before the foundation of the world. I say this all the time. You lost it in the Adam disobedience. And, man, Jesus Christ come, man, through his obedience and restored it, returned it, and restored it back to you. Yet we living and dying like mere men and mere women, living in Christianity. I'm talking about, man, living in the religion of Christianity. When I ever say something about Christians or Baptists or Church of God in Christ or whatever denomination that I might mention, I'm not talking about the people. I'm not talking about you if you're a part of that organization. I'm talking about that religion, the Christian religion, the Baptist religion, the Church of God of Christ religion. Not the people, but the religion, man, that that has kept us men in bondage. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ didn't come to bring another religion. Got enough of them on the earth already. He didn't come to bring a religion. Why? Because that's not what you lost. You didn't lose no religion. You lost, man, the kingdom of God. You lost the Garden of Eden. You lost your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power. You lost your identity, man. You lost your potential. You lost your purpose. You lost your God-given purpose and your God-given destiny. You lost that, man, and, man, the loss of the knowledge of death. But, boy, the good news is, man, all that's been restored back to you. What? The kingdom of heaven that you were created to live in and establish on this earth. Your dominion that God gave you over all the earth. Your righteousness, man, that God, man, gave you to be just like him. You know, the fruit of righteousness is holiness. That's the fruit of righteousness. And holiness is being just like God, of pure integrity. Holiness is just simply, man, being like God. The Bible says, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy. So holiness is simply being like God. And how you get, that's the fruit of righteousness. The more you realize that you are the righteousness of God, not trying to get to be the righteousness of God, not trying to quit doing this and quit doing that so that you can become more righteous, but by you coming to the knowledge that he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God made him to be sin on your behalf and my behalf so that you and I might be made the righteousness of God that's in Christ Jesus. How righteous is Jesus? But that's just how righteous you are. Hallelujah. And that's not of yourself. That's a gift from God. Listen, the gospel of the kingdom of God is not what you're doing for God. It's what God's doing for you. It's not what you can do in God. It's what God is doing in you. What we're doing for God and in God, those are good things. But what God is doing, man, for us and in us is greater things. And that's the devil's most successful tactic against us, is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting those great things. So you preoccupied with what you can do for him. That's a good thing. But boy, what he can do for you is far greater than anything that you can do for him. The Bible says your righteousness is like filthy rags. But God loved us so much that he looked past all our faults and all our mistakes, and he saw our need. What need was there? To be loved unconditionally. To be appreciated unconditionally. To be well thought of unconditionally. That means, man, loved unconditionally, regardless of your faults and mistakes. Just like God, regardless of our faults and mistakes, he keep on loving us. And not only do he keep on loving us, he keep on displaying that love. Hallelujah. He keep on thinking well of us. Even though, man, we do things that's against his will and everything else, we fall short of the mark and everything else, yet he keep on thinking, man, well of us. He keep on thinking, man, his thoughts towards you, toward us. He keep on thinking, man, what he created and what he made. And he made a perfect being. He keep on seeing, man, us as perfected in boy Christ Jesus. He keep on, man, you know, appreciating us. Even though we fall, even though we make mistakes, man, he just keep on appreciating us. Why? Because he sees us for who we really are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Even though you might walk in weakness, but he sees you as a mighty man. Even though you might walk in sin and have sin in your life and shortcomings in your life, he sees you as righteous as you ever going to be. Even though you might have sickness in our bodies and dis-ease, or we might be dis-ease in our physical body and everything else, he see us as healed, man. And not only do he see us as healed, I go a step further. He see us as walking in divine health, where sickness and disease won't even come near our dwelling place. And what he's trying to do is get us to see ourselves the way he see us. And to see others the way he see others. The same way he see us. Perfected in him. He see you perfect. Even though you have not attained all that you are yet, man, he still see the end. You're perfect. You're wonderful and fearfully made. He made you. And, man, let me tell you something. He don't make no errors. He created you, and he ain't created no evil. He see you for who he created you to be. He see you just like him. He see you just like original Son, Jesus Christ. He see you perfected in Jesus Christ. He see you holy, hallelujah. He see you love man unconditionally. He see you, man, and think well of you in spite of your shortcomings. He appreciates you, man, even in your fault and in your shortcomings and in your missing at the mark. He still see you, good God Almighty. He called up by Shonda Lamamasan. And boy, you know, what he's trying to do is get us to see one another, boy, the way he sees us. To think of one another the way he thinks of us. To love one another the way he loves one another. To appreciate one another the way he appreciates us. Well, that kind of life, well, that kind of living is that. That's in the kingdom, man, of God, in the kingdom of heaven. That's why, man, you got to get back to that. Let me tell you something. God ain't got no problem getting the kingdom of heaven back to us. But what, man, he's doing now is trying to bring you to the knowledge and understanding and revelation how important it is for us to get into the kingdom. He ain't got no problem getting the kingdom in us because it's in us, in the person of the Holy Ghost. What he's doing now is getting you and I back into the kingdom. That's what the issue is. That's what the problem is. Now, God ain't got no problem. That's the problem that we have. What? You got to get back into the kingdom. You got to come back into the Garden of Eden. You got to come back to the knowledge, man, of your identity, your origin, your purpose, your potential, your destination. That's what the devil don't ever want you to know. That's why, boy, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understanding it not, the enemy, man, coming immediately, man, to rob that word out of your life. He don't want you to hear the kingdom of God. So you say, oh, man, that's all you talk about, the kingdom of God. Well, boy, that's the indication, man, that the enemy, man, coming to rob that word out of your life. Because that, man, let me tell you something. Everything that you're looking for, everything that you're searching for, everything that your heart desires and everything else, man, is in the kingdom of God and in the kingdom of hell. Everything that you're searching for, even if you don't know what you're searching for, that's what it is. The kingdom of heaven. Why do you think all us believers, man, our greatest man desire is to reach that destination, to go to heaven, man, when you leave this earth? Because that's where everything that you're looking for is at. And the good news is that Jesus Christ come preaching, it ain't in the sweet by and by. You ain't got to wait till you die to go to start experiencing that. You can start experiencing that right here and right now. Because this message was the kingdom of heaven has arrived. That's what I came to bring. The kingdom of heaven. And the government of this kingdom, what? The functioning principles of this kingdom, how this kingdom operates, glory to God. So that why? So that you can learn how to live in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Have not in its fullness, man, because there is a future kingdom that's going to come. That's the 1,000-year reign. Most of you don't even understand, you heard of that, but you don't know what that is. Jesus is coming back, and he is going to establish a physical kingdom on his earth. And he is going to reign on his earth for 1,000 years and everything else. That's a future kingdom. But what he came preaching, man, was the present kingdom. Yes, there's a future kingdom. And yes, there's a future kingdom after the 1,000-year reign. Hallelujah. Because in Revelation, man, show you the end. Genesis chapter 1 and 2 show you the beginning. Revelation chapter, the last two chapters in Revelation show you the end. And in between Genesis 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22, is the means, all God's plans and God's strategies and God's thing that God is doing down through dispensation, man, to get to that destination. What? That he begun in the beginning. That's why the prophet prophesied, say, man, fix this in your heart. I'm God. I declare the end from the beginning. I show you the end first. What's the end? Let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth and all the earth. So God created man in his image. In his image created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. That's the end. Glory to God. In the beginning of the book. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 3, man lost that. All of the kingdom of heaven that he put him in. He lost the presence of the Lord. He lost the Holy Spirit. He lost the Garden of Eden. He lost his sovereignty and dominion over all the earth. He lost his right standing with God, his righteousness, his holiness. You lost all of that, man. And from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through, man, Revelation chapter 20 is God's strategy and God's plan and God's means, man, to finish what he started. Hallelujah. What, boy? To make you just like him, for you to be just like him, ruling and reigning in life and establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's in the beginning of the Bible, the first two chapters. That's God's original plan and purpose and destiny and desire for all our lives. And then, man, you know, he lost that. And everything, again, that he's been doing, man, through all the past dispensations, through the law, the prophets, and everything else that you see in between those four chapters, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and Genesis in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, everything that you read in between those four chapters right there is God's means to the fulfillment of his original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. Holy Ghost don't want you to know that. Holy Ghost don't want you to understand that. Because that's what the Bible is all about. It's about a king. It's about a king's kingdom. And it's about, man, the king that has a kingdom. It's about a king. Who is that? Almighty God. It's about his kingdom. What's that? The kingdom of heaven. It's about, man, his royal family. Who is that? That's his kids. And it's about, man, the keys that opens the door to all of the kingdom of heaven that belongs to you and I, that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. And you need to hear that and hear that and hear that and hear that, so that you could come out of religious living and start living kingdom life. So if you say, hey, man, that's all you talk about, the kingdom of God, we need to hear something else. No, you just want to hear something. You want to shout, and you want to get your emotions stirred up, and you want to really run and shout hallelujah and everything else and feel something. Man, what good it is, that's all good and everything else, but, man, you can do all of that and don't know nothing. Like I say, man, your greatest enemy is ignorance. Ignorance of what? Of the kingdom. Ignorance of the gospel of the kingdom. That's why God put it on this radio broadcast, man. That's why God, man, gave us Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, man. Why? To proclaim that to you. To preach what Jesus preached. Not to preach about Jesus. Preaching about Jesus is contained in it. But, man, I'm going to preach to you what Jesus preached to us. What he preached to us. His inauguration message. The first public message was repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is near. It's within your reach. You can grab a hold to it. You can seize it. And you can place it in your possession. Why? Because I come to bring it back to you. And not only did I come to bring it back to you, I come to teach you the secrets of it, the functioning principles of it, to give you the keys to it. Why? So that you can not only preach about it, but that you can open up the doors to it, man, and begin to walk in the reality of kingdom living here on this earth. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, before I go any further, because sometimes I get started on this radio broadcast, before I know it, man, my little time is up. And I be wanting to make some announcements and a few other things and say a few other things. But, boy, once I get started, and like Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, I don't even think about, man, the little announcement that I had intended on making. Listen, let me make this a few announcements right quick. Hey, listen. For a while, man, we had a little ministry here in Bunkin. We had a little facility that we were doing our ministry through. But, man, you know, things came in and the building got, man, you know, unusable. So we had to close the building down, you know, and we began to do, instead of our congregating ministry, we began to operate in our outreach ministry. So we started focusing on, man, this radio broadcast, you know. We came on way back in 2012 is when we first started. And then we was on for a few years, and then we went off, you know. And then, man, you know, we were still ministering through our building and our congregational ministry. But then, man, you know, the building got, man, all out of shape, you know. It started leaking and raining in it, and before we knew it, man, the whole roof had caved in, and it was condemned. No more suitable for use. So we continue to focus, man, on the outreach ministry, the radio ministry. So we continue to minister the word of God. It just wasn't a congregational ministry. It was an outreach ministry. So we begin to proclaim this gospel of the kingdom to the radio broadcast, to you who are out there listening. Let me tell you something. This gospel of the kingdom, it ain't no end to it. You can't stop there. You can't stop what God is doing. You might can stop what man is doing. And man, you know, and what we are doing for God, but you can't stop what God is doing for us. He said, of this kingdom, there shall be no end. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, and then the end going to come. Well, anyway, man, our building got destroyed, and it got to the place where it was condemned. The whole roof and everything caved in, and we didn't have no more building no more. And boy, you know something, man, you know, God asked me something, man, you know, several years ago, you know. He said, what do you do when something is dead? And you know what my response is? I said, Lord, you bury it. God said, not in the kingdom. If something died in the kingdom, what you do in the kingdom is you resurrect it. Hello. And from that time forward, boy, I had a new mentality. And man, you know what that mentality was? The restoration and the resurrection, man, of Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Center building. And down through time, it took a little while, but I'm here to say today, boy, let me tell you something. That building that was condemned, no more suitable for use, it has, man, been not only, man, resurrected, but restored. It took a God to do that. In and of myself, man, there was no way I could have done that. But God has restored our facility back to us, resurrected it, restored it back to us. And listen, during this month here, the month of August, we've been having a little service in there in the evening from 1 to 2:30, you know, just establishing an environment, an atmosphere, getting ready for the grand opening. And our grand opening to the restoration of the facility, we call it the Ambassador Center. You know, the grand opening to it is the first Sunday in next month. And boy, I'm excited about that, man. So I just wanted to take a few moments and announce to all of you under the sound of my voice that, boy, we're going to have our grand opening, man. 2 weeks, man, from tomorrow, man, on September the 6th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon in Bunker, Louisiana. That address is in the Standard Park area of Bunker, Louisiana, across from Bunker High School that's located on the Evergreen Highway in Bunker, Louisiana. Across the street in the neighborhood, man, from Bunker High, it's called Standard Park. That address is 225 Standard Street, Bunker, Louisiana. And boy, I'm proud and excited to say and to testify of what the Lord has done. What he's done? Man, he's resurrected that building, and he's restored it so that we can once again not only have an outreach ministry, but our congregational ministry too, so that we could reach our community and those that's in this area and those that's in the surrounding area that would love to come, man, and man, you know, come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of God, the greatest message that has ever been preached, the greatest story that's ever been told. Not saying, man, that it's more than all the other messages and everything else, because it's not. It's just the consummation of all the other messages. It's the end to all the other messages. And you can't get to no end until you first have a starting point. So all the other messages and everything else, those are good messages and needed messages, but they're the going on in God till we get to the end. Hallelujah. All the other messages were preliminary messages and that leads to the end. What's the end? The Bible say, boy, in your Bible, man, it say in Matthew, I think it's 24:35 or 25:34, it say this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, then the end gonna come. Oh, yes, the end time message. It's the smallest seed of all of the messages. All the messages that you heard and everything else is like seeds. And it's the smallest seed of all the seeds. But boy, when it's planted, it goes up, the Bible say, to be a big old tree, and all the birds come flock therein. Well, everybody, boy, start, man, flocking, man, to the kingdom of God when they come to the knowledge and understanding that that's your inheritance and that is available to you and it's available to you right now. So I'm proud to say, man, that God has restored that building. And we're having our grand opening, man, again, boy, September the 6th. That's not this Sunday, not tomorrow, and not the next Sunday, but, man, two Sundays from now. Actually, three if you include the one tomorrow. And, boy, I'm talking about we're going to set up. Right now, we meeting every Sunday over there from 1 to 2:30. It's through praise and worship and adoration and thanksgiving, man, to our God for what he has done as far as the restoration of the congregational ministry of Kingdom Life Fellowship and setting an atmosphere, boy, for everyone that will come there, man, will, boy, experience the presence of God in our lives. That's already in our lives, but experience it and partake of it, man, that you may grow thereby entire. Wanting nothing, man. Hallelujah. Delivering you out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son, where everything that you have need of will be added unto you on a daily basis, making more out of your lives than what is. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So I'd like to invite all of you, man, you know, in the Bunker area, in the surrounding area, under the sound of my voice. Hey, it'll be an honor and a privilege for you to come and just fellowship with us sometime. You know, I'm not trying to be no thief in nobody's flock or nothing. That's why we're going to have our services, man, in the evening time. At 3 o'clock, after the grand opening, our service is going to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening time. So that way we don't disrupt nobody else's service. And that if you would like it to come and learn more about the gospel of the kingdom, be reintroduced to it, and it be restored back to your life, then you can come and fellowship with us too. And then after you learn about the kingdom, then go back to your house of praise and worship, man. And, man, be a little leaven in there and help establish, boy, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven in your ministry. The Bible says you'll be like a little leaven that'll go back into your ministry, boy, boy, with the influence of the gospel of the kingdom, and thereby, man, bring kingdom life, man, to your family house, to your church, to your membership, to wherever you fellowship at, man, and impact it with the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Why, boy? Because that's the will of God for every ministry, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. It's what? It's for you to come out of religion, come out of the kingdom of darkness, and be translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. Why is that so important, Arthur? Because that's an everlasting kingdom. And there is no end to that kingdom. There's everlasting life in that kingdom. And the good news is that in Colossians chapter 1, it says, thanks be unto God, verse 13, who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. That's ignorance. Not knowing about the kingdom of light and the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of our God, who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. When? Has. That ain't gone. That ain't in the future. That's something that he's already done. And what he's doing now is helping you come to the knowledge of it. That's why that's the only thing that we're going to preach, man, to help bring you to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Many aspects of it, many different ways, but it's going to all be pertaining to the gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? That's your inheritance. And it was your inheritance before the foundation of the world, that you lost it in Adam, and that through Jesus Christ, it has been restored back to you. Why are you going to preach and teach about it? So that you can learn, man, the functioning principles of it. So that you can learn how to use the keys to the kingdom of heaven. How you can learn how to open the door to your joy, to your peace, to the salvation of your loved ones, to the restoration, man, of your God-given purpose and destiny, man. To the restoration, man, of the fulfillment of your life. Glory to God. To take you higher and higher and higher and higher from your next to your next to your next. The Bible says it this way in Corinthians, man, chapter 4. It says, as we look into this perfect law of liberty, man, being transformed into the image of the Most High God, we gonna go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the living God. As we be led by the Spirit of God, he gonna lead us, man, into the reality of what it means to be the mighty men and women of the Most High God, the super men and women of the Most High God, the little g gods of the Most High God that spring off from the Most High God, the masterpieces that we are because we come from the Master, hallelujah, the ambassadors, representatives of the kingdom of God, because, boy, that's our purpose for being here on the earth, to represent God, his way of doing things, and his kingdom upon his earth, to be the light of the world, a city that sits upon a hill that cannot be hid. And when we operate in that, then all those who sit in darkness are ignorant of this gospel of the kingdom. When we let our light shine, then, boy, those who sit in darkness are going to see that great light, and they're going to head toward that direction. Hallelujah. If you're in a cave and there's nothing but darkness around you, and you look all the way around everywhere else, and you don't see nothing but darkness, but all of a sudden, man, you look in one direction, and if you just see a little flicker of light, it's just your human nature, man, to go toward that light. That's why Jesus said, boy, those of you in the kingdom of God, you are the light of the world. How the world going to know, man, about the kingdom of God unless somebody show them the light, unless it be preached to them, unless it be told to them, unless it be made known to them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, what a mighty God we are. That's why I say, listen, man, listen. If you just want to get your emotions stirred up, then, man, you know, and don't want to hear nothing about the kingdom of God, then this might not be, man, the place for you. But, boy, if you want to learn who you are, where you come from, why you here, the potential that you have on the inside of you, and where your eternal destination going to end up at, then, boy, it'd be in your best interest, man, in the best interest of your family, man, to come, boy, to tune into this radio broadcast, tell your family and friends about this radio broadcast, and whenever an opportunity to present is presented for you to come in and fellowship with us at our rebuilt establishment and facility that God has rebuilt for us, boy, it'll be your best interest and your family's best interest to come fellowship with us sometime. I ain't asking you to come join that church because we ain't got no membership. Hallelujah. If you a child of the Most High God, you ain't got but one church. That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you might have your membership, man, somewhere else. And, man, I'm not opposed to that. That's a great and mighty thing, man. But let me tell you something, man. You got your own house, your own church, your own membership, your own facility where God has placed you in, the fellowship within, man. Listen, I'm not asking you to leave there. But it's all right, man, to go and eat at your brother's house or your sister's house sometime. It's all right for your brother and sister or your family member or a friend to invite you, man, to come eat dinner with them sometime, too. They ain't asking you to come live with them. They're asking you, man, inviting you to dinner. They're inviting you to come eat with them. But they have prepared for us, man, you know, a table in the presence of our enemy, man, and has anointed us, man, with the oil of joy and gladness, man, and to eat from the king's table, glory to God, the king's food, hallelujah. So that you can grow thereby. And then, man, going back home to your church, man, you know, in your circle of influence, and in your home, and your family, and share that gospel of the kingdom with them, too. You go be the light of the world, too. The city that's set up on a hill that cannot be hid. You go and pack your church fellowship and your church membership and your pastor, in some cases, and your whole circle of influence, man, with the gospel of the kingdom. Now, how you going to, man, tell anybody about the kingdom of God, the greatest story, the greatest message that ever been preached, if you don't know nothing about it? That's why that's the only thing that we're going to preach and that we're going to teach. Why? Because that's what Jesus Christ told us to do. He said, listen, go and make disciples of all men. That we call it the Great Commission. Mark chapter 16. Go into all the world. What world? The religious world? The entertainment world? The political world, the education world, the agriculture world, the financial world, the hip-hop world, the media, social media world. Go into all those patterns of operation, those systems that operate in the earth. Go and make disciples of them, not members. Go and teach them. Well, that's what a disciple is, a student. And Jesus said, listen, you the light of the world. Go teach them everything that I taught you. And what did Jesus teach the disciples? He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He come to bring the kingdom of heaven to them, and teach them, man, the keys that unlock all the blessings that's in the kingdom of heaven, man. And he taught them all those things. Then he told them, now you go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And then he put the icing on the cake. And lo, I'll be with you always, even until the ends of the age. Good God Almighty. What you doing? All I'm doing is following the simple instructions. That's it. I ain't got no religion. I ain't of no religion. I ain't part of no religion, man. I ain't part of none of that, man. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And my greatest desire, man, is for you, boy, to come through religion, out of religion, into the kingdom of God, man, and be that mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God that you were created to be. Hallelujah. To be that superman and that superwoman with the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of you. To learn how to be led by that spirit and that power. To learn how to commune with the Holy Spirit. To learn who the Holy Spirit really is and what his purpose is, man, in the earth today. And to come to the knowledge of all of that. Well, so that you don't walk on in darkness and continue to go around and around and around like the children of Israel did when they came out of Egypt. But as you go on across the Jordan River into a boy, the promised land. What's the promised land? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Good God Almighty. Ooh, Jesus. I'm getting excited, boy, just thinking about it. Hey, listen, my time is about up on here, but again, I want to invite you. I don't even have a word to say. It's a tremendous honor and a privilege, man, to be able to invite you, boy, to come hear the gospel of the kingdom. The greatest message that ever been preached. The greatest story that's ever been told. Not the story of man, not the history of man and nations and mankind and all these other histories that we have upon the earth, world history and all that. I ain't talking about that history. I'm talking about his story. His story. Capital H-I-S, capital S-T-O-R-Y. What's that, Arthur? I'm talking about the history of God and the history of God concerning mankind. His story about who he really is and who he created you and I to be. That story, glory to God. God's story about you, not man's story about himself and world and this world that we live in and all that. Not man's philosophy and man's theology, but I'm talking about, boy, God's story. Hallelujah. So again, you know, we're having our grand opening. And here in Bronky, boy, the Restoration of Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. Impacting the world with the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And boy, it's an honor and privilege that God will equip us, anoint us, and send us into our everyday circle of influence and world to establish, boy, or reestablish that message to mankind. Listen, again, I want to make emphasis on this. I'm not saying that all the other messages that you heard are not good messages. They are good messages. They're necessary messages. Why? Because that's the means to the end. You can't get to the end without the means. So those all the messages that you've heard and everything else, those are necessary messages, man. But my point is, don't just stop there. There's a going on in God. There's a going on, man, through those messages, past those messages, into, boy, the end time message. What? The message of the kingdom. That lets you know, boy, that that's your inheritance, and it belongs to you, and it's been, man, restored to you 2,000 years ago. And the only reason why you ain't walking in the reality of it is because you don't know it. And the only reason why you don't know it is because you ain't been preached it over and over and over and over again, just like Jesus preached it over and over and over again. His whole 3.5 years of ministry, his whole life on the earth, man, everything that he was doing, everything that he said, man, was pertaining, man, to that message, was the kingdom of heaven has arrived. Hallelujah. And boy, it has been lost in the graveyard of religion. But what we say, man, when something dies, man, what you do with it? Bury it? No, you resurrect it. Hallelujah. That's why when Jesus died, what God did with it, he didn't just bury it, man. In fact, he didn't even allow him to stay buried. He resurrected it. And you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, and on your way to a devil's hell, he didn't just leave you dead. He resurrected you. You were crucified with Christ. And more, nevertheless, you live, but it's Christ that's living on the inside of you. You died with Christ, and you was resurrected with Christ, and you are seated at the right hand of the Most High God in heavenly places, man, with Christ Jesus. When? Now. And boy, God wants you to know that, man, in your generation, in your time. Hallelujah. So that he can complete what he started, what? Establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth until the earth be a colony of heaven. How are you going to get that done? Through his family of sons called mankind. That's why he made you mighty. Because he's going to take a mighty man and a mighty woman to accomplish that man in and through God. He's going to take man a superman and a superwoman for God to accomplish that through. He's going to take a little G God for God to accomplish that through. He's going to take an ambassador of the Most High God and a Christ of his kingdom to accomplish that too. But our responsibility of Kingdom Life Fellowship is to help you come to the knowledge that that's who you are. Glory to God. And that's what you can do. What Jesus said, as I am, so are you. He wasn't a prophet. He was a reigning king. Hallelujah. And what did he say? He was a mighty man of the Most High God. He was a superman of the Most High God. He was an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Hey, Lord. And the good news is, boy, he said this, as I am, so are you. The work that I do and did, so shall you. That word shall mean most definitely. And same way the Father sent me to destroy the works of the devil, to keep you in ignorance and darkness, to destroy that work of the devil and restore back to you who you are, where you come from, why you're here, your potential, and your eternal destination, that's the same way I'm going to send you into the world, boy. As I am, so are you, said the Lord. The work that I do, so shall you, said the Lord. And as the Father sent me, that's the same way I'm going to send you, said the Most High God. That's my message to you. That's why I invite you, man, to come in fellowship and learn about the kingdom. Even if you don't, man, have the opportunity to come and fellowship with us at the Ambassador Center, then you tune in to this radio broadcast because this is an outreach ministry. And God put us on this radio broadcast. And let me tell you something, I don't wonder how we're going to pay the bill. That's why I don't ever come up on you and ask you for no donation and everything else. Nevertheless, I'm not saying you don't have to donate. If God wants to put it in your heart, man, to be a blessing to this ministry financially, then, man, let me tell you something, be in your best interest, boy, to support what God is doing. Not what we're doing, but support what God is doing. Why? Because it'll bless you. He said, I'll bless those that bless you. Hallelujah. And I'll curse those that curse you. So be careful what you say, man, about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of his dear son. And like you don't want to hear that or you tired of hearing that, man, you better be careful about that. Because he ain't going to force it on you. He's just going to make it known to you, boy. He said, I said before you this day, life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life and the blessing. So that you and your children's children might live. And so that you and your children's children may be blessed. Why? Because that's the will of God. The Bible saying God blessed them. Not going to bless them. Blessed. That's past tense. He blessed them and told them to be fruitful, be productive, multiply, produce a whole lot, replenish. I mean, man, make, produce it over the whole earth and subdue it. What? Then manage it. Protect it, guard it, and reestablish it back on the earth. Who is that? That's the church. Hallelujah. The called out one of the Most High God. I close with this. Jesus said, upon that revelation, I'm going to build my church. Hey, listen, my time is up. If we can help you in any kind of way, you can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, area code 713-870-3776. Again, remember, our grand opening, September the 6th, 225 Standard Street, Bunker, Louisiana, Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you need more information, 713-870-3776. We love you with the love of God. Look forward to seeing you in our grand opening and looking forward to ministering to you again next week, the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you. It's always our prayer. God's greatest to you and your family is always our prayer and desire.